Welcome to Come All Ye on 2MCE, Community Radio in the Central West. I'm Bruce Cameron, and this is Planxty, recorded 2004 in a reunion concert. The Raggle Taggle Gypsy.
At our hall door, they came brave and boldly here. Oh, one sang high and the other sang low, and the lady sang the raggle taggle gypsy. Oh, upstairs, downstairs, the lady went, but on her suit of leather, oh, and it was the cry all around her door. She's away with the raggle taggle gypsy. Oh. She gave to them a glass of wine, and she gave to them some brandy, and the fine gold ring that the lady wore. Oh, she gave it to the raggle taggle gypsy. Oh, late that night, oh, the Lord came in, inquiring for his lady. Oh, and the servant girls replied to him, oh, she's away with the raggle taggle gypsy. Oh. Saddle for me milk-white steed, me big horse is not speedy, oh. I will ride and they'll seek me bright. She's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. Up and he rode east and he rode west, he rode north and south also. When he came to the white open field, there he spied his lady, oh. Why do you leave your house and your land? Why do you leave your money, oh? Why do you leave your only bed and lard? All for the raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. Do you care, what do I care for me house or me land? What do I care for money, oh? You're the what do I care for me only bed and lard? I'm away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. It was there last night, she did goose at their bed, but blankets drawn so calmly. Tonight you lie in a white open field, in the arms of your raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. You're a what do I care for a goose feather bed? What do I care for blankets? And for tonight I lie in a white open field, in the arms of your raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. Oh, for you rode east when I rode west, you rode high when I rode low. I'd rather have a kiss at the yellow gypsy lips than all of your gold and silver.
recorded in 2004 at a reunion concert. Well, one of a series of reunion concerts. They hadn't been performing as a group for almost 20 years. And that was recorded in Vicar Street in Dublin. Planxty, Donal Lunny, Andy Irvine, Liam O'Flynn and Christy Moore. The Raggle Taggle Gypsy, and of course that pretty popular, judging by the audience, segue into the instrumental piece Touridom de l'Arme, Give Me Your Hand. Welcome to Come All Ye, another set of tunes now, but rather different from what we've just been listening to. This is Clog de Champagne and Polka Rose Alma and Polka Irlandaise. They're all played by Gaston Nollet from an album called Gaston Nollet Joue Alfred Montmarquette. And Alfred Montmarquette was a highly regarded musician. Some music attributed to Alfred Montmarquette, or at least two of the tunes were. Gaston Nollet playing there with a bunch of friends. Alfred Montmarquette was born in New York City and lived there until he was well into his 40s, I guess, then moved to Montreal and became well known as a professional musician. There we have an album simply called Gaston Nollet joue Alfred Montmarquette. So Gaston Nollet plays Alfred Montmarquette. Some good tunes on there, some vaguely familiar to me, but most of them, they're just all his. As is this next one, not his, but it belongs to Ken Nickel, who's going to sing it for us. Cheery little number called the Liquid Petroleum Gas Song.
About 30p, and that's including VAT. Or to get LPG, first class fuel economy. It's so damn cheap, it's almost free. When you drive your car on LPG, and even though my engine's large, I pay no congestion charge. Not everyone sells gas, it's true, but I've got a map for the ones that do. And I'm afraid the price could rise one day if the government gets its way. Oh, I've got a woman, oh me, oh my, there's so much she wants to buy. Now I've got my LPG. There's no DIVORCE. Autogas LPG, first class fuel economy. It's so damn cheap, it's almost free. When you drive your car on LPG, Autogas LPG, first class fuel economy. It's so damn cheap, it's almost free. When you drive your car on LPG.
Down in the meadow where the lily first blows and the wind from the mountain run ruffles the rose. Live fond, Evelina, the dear little dove, the pride of the valley and the gal that I love. Dear Evelina, sweet Evelina, my love for thee shall never, never die. Dear Evelina, sweet little dove, the pride of the valley, and the gal that I love. Evelina and I, one evening in June, took a walk all alone by the light of the moon. The stars, they shone bright, for the heavens were clear. I felt around my heart most mighty and queer. Dear Evelina, sweet Evelina, my love for thee shall never, never die. Dear Evelina, sweet little dove, the pride of the valley, and the gal that I love. 3 years have gone by, and I've not got a dollar, but Evelina still lives in the green grassy holler. Although I am fated to marry her never, our love it will last forever and ever. Dear Evelina, sweet Evelina, my love for thee shall never, never die. Dear Evelina, sweet little dove, the pride of the valley, and the gal that I love.
An old song given some fine treatment by three excellent harmonising voices, Barry Coop, Jim Boyes and Lester Simpson. Sweet Evelina. Before that, the Liquid Petroleum Gas song, catchy little number, from Ken Nichol, who may be familiar to you as a member or former member of the Albion Band or Steel Ice Band. Was he in Steel Ice Band or Fairport? Oh, one of them. Steel Ice Band, I think. Anyway, whatever. This is from a solo album called 13 Reasons. You're listening to Come All Ye. Now, we'll hear from Alan Musgrove and his collaborator Robert Stevens. Three tunes. First one is called Charlie's New England Schottische. That's from the fiddle player Charlie Kyle, who lived from 1907 to 1981. He lived in the Nulla Nulla Creek area of New South Wales, just in from Kempsey. Second one, Goodbye Katie, comes from, inverted commas, the king of the old-time fiddlers, Joe Cashmere. And the last one doesn't have a name, but they call it Harry Cotter's Schottische. So it came from Harry Cotter, of course, who lived in Bynalong, in New South Wales. So Alan and Robert perform as the Pie Eaters. Thank you. Musgrove and Robert Stevens performing there as the Pie Eaters. A set of tunes, Charlie's New England Schottische, Goodbye Katie and Harry Cotter's Schottische from their 2024 album called Many a Year. We have another Australian one now. This is a song called Lloyd George. And it comes to us from Phil Bates. Phil Bates used to be in a group called the Rum Culls in Newcastle. That was pretty energetic folk rock a few years ago now. This song comes from an album called 10 Folk Songs About Work. Most of them are fairly familiar, and some of them are even very old Australian songs, like The Springtime It Brings on the Shearing, Ryback Shearer. But Lloyd George is English. David Lloyd George was the Chancellor of the Exchequer in the Asquith government in Britain in 1908, when he successfully introduced the Old Age Pensions Act, which I think was the same year that we got it in Australia. Or maybe that was a widow's pension. Can't remember. I wasn't around. He sought to lift the shadow of the workhouse from the homes of the poor by guaranteeing a pension of between 1 and 5 shillings a week to people over 70 years of age. Phil Bates writes, I got this song from a Tony Capstick album back in the 1970s. Tony Capstick was a English comedian, actor, singer, entertainer, author as well. The song wasn't written by him. It was written by F.W. Moorman, M-O-O-R-M-A-N, who was a professor of English language at the University of Leeds in 1908. This song just couldn't be sung in an Australian accent, so I hope you'll forgive me if I culturally appropriate some of my mother's Lancashire accent. This is Phil Bates.
Well, I'd walk from here to Skipton, 10 mile of Clarty Lane. If I could see him face to face and thank him for his pain. 'Cause he took me out at workhouse and he gives me life that's free. 5 shilling a week for cheating death, it's what Lloyd George gives me. Well, he gives me leet and firing, and flour to bake me bread, and tea to mash wi' every meal, and soup until I'm dead. And I've nought to do but thank him and make a cross with pen. 5 shilling a week for now, but that he's the best of men. 'Cause he took me out at workhouse and he gives me life that's free. 5 shilling a week for cheating death, it's what Lloyd George gives me. Well, I don't know much about politics, but I do love that Lord. For he spends his savings like a king when other folks is lowered. And I know lots of old fellas who are past their 70th year. Lloyd George, he addles brass for them to buy a sup of beer. And he took me out at workhouse and he gives me life that's free. 5 shilling a week for cheating death, it's what Lloyd George gives me. Well, if my old man were here today, he'd say that I spoke true. Though he never liked them liberal lot and all has voted blue. The parson's wife, she told me, soon we're gone to poll. Oh, I hope she's right, I'll vote for him with all me heart and soul. 'Cause he took me out at workhouse and he gives me life that's free. 5 shilling a week for cheating death, it's what Lloyd George gives me. Well, I don't know where he comes from, happen it's down Leeds way, but every night and morning for his long life I'll pray. 'Cause he took me out at workhouse and he gives me life that's free. 5 shilling a week for cheating death, it's what Lloyd George gives me.
Thank you.
Some fine music from Orkney, played there by Douglas Montgomery and Stuart Shearer, from an album called Crossing Warness. Warness, yeah, it's a stretch of water or a bay or an inlet or something or other near Kirkwall, on the main island of Orkney. We heard The Spey in Spate, written by Scott Skinner. The Stronsea Weaver, written by P. Shearer, and I'm not sure which member of the Shearer family that is. And then a fairly well-known, devilishly difficult B part, fine tune composed by Dan R. MacDonald, called The Trip to Windsor. And now, good people, it's time to introduce you to the featured album. And its full title is Playing for the Man at the Door, Field Recordings from the Collection of Mac McCormick, 1958 to 1971. It's on the Smithsonian Folkways label, and it's got 66 tracks, and we're not going to hear all of them today, anyway. But I will introduce you more formally to it by reading from its notes. In the 1950s and 60s, the blues was the dominant form of black vernacular music throughout Texas and the surrounding areas. In segregated neighborhoods, community members gathered in saloons, dance halls, and each other's homes to hear their neighbors sing their stories of sorrow, heartbreak, jubilation, and triumph. Robert Mac McCormick, an academically untrained but fanatical devotee of the blues, stepped into this world and became one of its most devout advocates and documentarians. By photographing black and Latino Texans and their neighborhoods, as well as recording and interviewing musicians, many of whom never stepped into a proper recording studio, McCormick endeared and eventually embedded himself into these communities. By the time he died in 2015, McCormick had amassed a collection of 590 reels of sound recordings and 165 boxes of manuscripts, original interviews and research notes, thousands of photographs and negatives, playbills and posters. Because McCormick never published or released most of these materials, his collection became a thing of legend and intense speculation among scholars, blues aficionados and musicians alike. Playing for the Man at the Door is the first compilation of music drawn from this fabled collection, which indelibly documents a pivotal moment in African-American history. It features never-before-heard performances, not only from musicians who became icons in their own right, such as Lightnin' Hopkins and Mance Lipscomb, but also, crucially, performers whose names may be unfamiliar to even the most devoted blues fans and scholars. Newly mastered recordings and accompanying photographs bring to life many of these forgotten figures, offering insight into their distinctive voices, their lives, new, enlightening ways, their joys and anguish, deep social connections and cultural networks. So it spans gospel, ragtime, country blues, dirges, one odd instrumental that I'll play for you, and the unclassifiable music of George Bongo Joe Coleman, and more. 66 tracks on this album. I've got at least half a dozen to play, so we'll start with some of the better-known ones, perhaps. This is Mojo Hand by the great Lightnin' Hopkins.
Well, this year going to lose, and give me a mojo hand. Now, here the way this go. I don't have my little tick-tick behind me, but I got my own stuff behind me now. Now, listen to this good. I'm going to Louisiana and get me a mojo hand. I'm going to Louisiana. I'm going to get me a mojo hand. Now, you don't know what I'm going to do with it, but I'm going to tell you. I just want to fix my woman so she can't have no other man. That'd be a good mojo one. Cold ground was my bed last night. Rocks was my pillow too. Cold ground was my bed last night. The rocks was my pillow too. You know I woke up this morning wondering when it were. am I gonna do? Now here we go. Yeah, yeah. Can a woman act funny? I guess you men's will wake up now. When she got another man. Can a woman act funny? When she got another man, you know she won't look straight at you. Then she's always raising the sand, sand. You know, when a woman go raising sand, you kind of feel sorry for her, but she's on her own side when she do that. I lay down thinking about me a mojo hand. I lay down thinking about me a mojo hand. I just want to fix my woman so she can't have no other man. Hard to do, but I tried. Why, you got to take a chance. Billy, by the way, be on his way. That's my cousin with the harmonica, and he gonna tell you some things that you like.
First track from the featured album, Lightnin' Hopkins with Mojo Hand. Many of the tracks on this album have slightly risque interpretations in some quarters. Mojo, not specifically erotic, but it refers to an amulet occasionally kept in a flannel bag. Essentially, it's hoodoo, magic stuff. So I'm going to get me a mojo hand, meaning so I can gain control over an individual. In that case, here's woman. Lightnin' Hopkins. Playing for the Man at the Door, field recordings from the collection of Mac McCormick. Lots of different artists on here. Some of them better recordings than others. Some of them inspired various bands to make their own versions of some of these songs. We might get around to hearing one or two of those. Here's a group made up of Ben Lennon, Seamus Quinn, Gabriel McArdle and Kieran Curran. A great album called Dog Big and Dog Little. Thank you.
was young and in my prime at the age of 24. I left Loch Erin's lovely bank, to England I sailed o'er. 'Twas there I spied a maiden fair of honour and renown. 'Twas of her I did ask the way to famous London town. Young man, are you a stranger? Were you never here before? Come tell to me from where you came unto this country o'er. I said I am an Irish lad that lately has sailed o'er. And they call me Woolly Rambler from sweet Loch Erin shore. If you'll be Woolly Rambler, this charming maid would say, what would you take if you'd consent and with me come away? £500 a year I take, you'd have that aye and more, and I'd crown you Woolly Rambler from sweet Loch Erin shore. Were you ever on Loch Erin's banks on a pleasant summer's day, when the blackbird and thrush in every bush they charm their notes so gay, and the fame of Ballyshannon town, my far eye sees them all, from June, July and August, when the salmon it leaps in the fall. From Green Clyhor to Whaley Lodge, a spot of high renown, where the small birds sing out their chorus round you, lovely Castle Town.
Song called Woolly Rambler. Before that, a couple of reels, Lady Mary Montagu and the Humours of Westport, played and sung all over because it was the one album. Ben Lennon, Seamus Quinn, Gabriel McArdle and Kieran Curran. Their album Dog Big and Dog Little, which I think takes its name from a hill, or two hills rather. Next one, because I've got so many of these tracks from this featured album to give you, I'll play another one now. This is Edwin Buster Pickens, the song called Groceries on My Shelf, brackets, Piggly Wiggly. Now, two observations here. Lucille Bogan played this first from an album called Outspoken, and I think she might have been a bit naughty. Anyway, Groceries on My Shelf, and Piggly Wiggly was a self-service grocery store. In fact, it probably still is, particularly in the south of the United States. That's all the background I'm going to give you. Here's Buster.
Told me, Papa told me to. My mama told me. Papa told me to. Now to let these old Cadillac women make no fat mouth out of you. I don't want no woman stroll the streets both night and day.
That's Edwin Pickens, known to his pals as Buster, with Groceries on My Shelf, Piggly Wiggly. I don't know what that was about. I have no idea. No idea at all. And I wonder whether Lucille Bogan, who recorded it on an album called Outspoken, really knew what she was doing. Here's a song you will recall. I can almost guarantee it, but maybe not this version. Comes to us from Fotheringay.
I don't want your lonely mansion with a tear in every room. All I want's the love you promised beneath.
You did remember it, didn't you? But it wasn't Linda Ronstadt singing, that was Sandy Denny. Recorded with the group Fotheringay and released sometime after her death, I think. Fotheringay were, for this second album, Sandy Denny, Pat Donaldson. I'll tell you what they did. All right, Sandy Denny sang, of course, played piano, a bit of guitar, a bit of harmonium. Trevor Lucas sang and played electric and acoustic guitars. Jerry Donahue leads electric, acoustic and alto guitars. Pat Donaldson, bass, and Jerry Conway on drums. Their second album was very different from their first. You've probably heard much more of their first album on this program than that, their second. Anyway, I like that. Silver Threads and Golden Needles from Fotheringay. Here are the Young'uns. This song's called Beneath the Sandwell Gate.
First the rain fell on the Frisian Sea, and Hilda began to cry for a lover lost at sea, while the giant cogs rolled by. But she the sandwell gate, where the sea could taste her tears. And though she yearned, he ne'er returned, but still she would wait. German Sea, and Mary began to cry for a lover lost at sea, while the collier breaks rolled by. The sandwell gate, where the sea could taste her tears. And though she yearned, he ne'er returned, but still she would Sandwell Gate. Now the rain falls on the cold North Sea, and I start to cry for a lover so far from me, and there are no boats rolling by. I will wait neath the sandwell gate, where the sea seas. With all the ghosts who love the most, there I will wait beneath the sun.
Out of my old hometown, Arkansas. Oh, you foggy morning. Give me another beer here. I'm going to just dance tonight. I got to have me a little beer here or something. Old boots ain't been shined yet. Been in the country all the week, too. Way down yonder in Arkansas, where my old grandpa met my old grandma. We hitched that old buggy to the broken down neck. We all went dancing to the solid old rag. A 1 foot front, you drag it back. Then you starts to ball the jack. You zig it, zag it, and then she sway. Then she starts to dance into the solid old rag. Foggy morning, get with it, boy. Boy, that's a pretty girl that guy's dancing with today. I got a gal, she lives on the hill. She won't dance, but her sister will. This gal, she was long and tall. She sleeps in the kitchen with her feet in the hall. She puts 1 foot front, she drags it back. Dig that number, that jack. Then she starts to ball the jack. She zigs it, she zags it, and then she sway. Then she starts to dance and the salted dog rag. Oh, you foggy morning, get it with it, that boy. Boy, that tall guy right over yonder, boy, he's getting after it. Well, they didn't say get it, they said get after it. Ha, 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 look at yonder. So under the harvest moon, possum up the tree, and the old hound, he treat a coon. We hitch that old bucket to that broken down neck. All went dancing, the solid dog rag. Give it 1 foot front, drag it back. Then you starts to ball the jack. She zigs it, she zags it, and then she sway. Then she starts to dancing, the salted dog rag. Oh, you foggy morning. Say, bring me another beer over here, too. That old bartender, I think he's kind of hitting the bottle himself. He's getting pretty slow here. Uh-oh, here come some more people. I got a gal, she live in the sticks. She's built up like them old model Buick 6. This old gal, she lives close to the lake. She's got a disposition like a rattlesnake. She puts 1 foot front, she drags it back. Then she starts to ball the jacket. She zags it, and then she sway. Then she starts to dancing. Salted dog rag, I gotta stop and get my beer right here. Domino, Domino, I'm going to get this cold beer this time.
Man on a mission. Salty Dog Rag, that's called, from James Tisdom. From the featured album, once again, I tell you, it is called Playing for the Man at the Door. Field recordings from the collection of Mac McCormick, made between 1958 and 1971. Lots of different artists. This is an instrumental. It doesn't really have a title. It's just called Quills. And it's like a panpipe, but not quite as polished as Georges Zamfir's panpipes. It's a little more vernacular. This is Joe Patterson.
Now tell me the name of the thing that you're going to play.
A hoop, it's all a hoop, a little hoop, please. That's all I can do, you know.
All right.
Dapper come to my house, I thought he'd come to see me. Well, I come to find him out, swayed my wife to leave me. What my sweetheart gave me, what my sweetheart gave me, what my sweetheart gave me, put in the bottom of the trough.
Quills on a probably homemade instrument. Sounds sort of like panpipes, but not really. Not really. This is the Rambliers, recorded many, many moons ago. An album released by the National Library of Australia. I'll play this for a mate of mine called Bob, who's not doing too well just at the moment. I think he used to sing this one a lot with the Sydney Bush Music Club.
All the weather had been sultry for a fortnight's time or more, and the shearers had been driving night and day, and some had got the century as they had done before, but now all hands were wishing for the rain. For the boss is getting rusty and the ringer's caving in, his bandaged wrist is aching with the pain, and the second man, I fear, will make it hot for him unless we have another fall of rain. A few had taken quarters and were coiled up in their bunks when we saw the 6-2 weathers from the plain. And if the sheep get harder, then a few more men will funk unless we have another fall of rain. For the boss is getting rusty and the ringer's caving in, his bandaged wrist is aching with the pain, and the second man, I fear, make it hot for him unless we have another fall of rain. But the sky is clouding over and the thunder's muttering loud, and the clouds are driving eastward o'er the plain, and I see the lightning flashing from the edge of yon black cloud, and hear the gentle patter of the rain. So lads, put on your stoppers and let us to the hut, where we'll gather round and have a friendly game. While some are playing music and some play handy up, and some are gazing outward at the rain.
But now the rain is over, let the presses spin the screw, let the teamsters back their wagons in again. And we'll block the classes table by the way we put them through, for everything is merry since the rain. And the bossy won't be rusty when his sheep they all assure, and the ringer's wrist won't ache much with the pain of pocketing a season's check for £50 or more, and the second man will press him hard again.
That's the Rambleers and Another Fall of Rain. Rambleers at that time were Harry Kay, Alex Hood, Barbara Lisiak, Chris Kempster and Dennis Kevins. Australian collected music, that's what it is. We'll go back to Canada now, to eastern, just about the most eastern, well, it is the most eastern, I think, Newfoundland, to hear Minnie White. Minnie White came from St Albans, Baie d'Espoir in Newfoundland, played accordion, and here's one of hers from an album called The Hills of Home.
And the hound began to howl. as the little red rooster's on the prowl. He keeps all the hens plotting among themselves. Yes, he keeps all the hens plotting among themselves. He don't want no hen on the barnyard, laying eggs for no one else.
Familiar to you if you're a devotee of Rolling Stones music, Little Red Rooster. That was Grey Ghost, otherwise known as Roosevelt Williams. Well, it's probably the other way around. Roosevelt Williams, otherwise known as Grey Ghost. He was a blues pianist, as you could tell, and he performed for 70 years, from the 20s through to the 1990s. Like many of the artists on this featured album, he was Texan. That's where Mac McCormick did a lot of collecting, in Texas. So, Little Red Rooster. Here's Emmy Lou Harris. She's not Texan.
Living on the road, my friend, is gonna keep you free and clean. Now you wear your skin like iron, your breath's as hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye and sank into your dream. Pancho was a bandit boss. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Pancho met his match, you know, in the deserts down in Mexico. And nobody heard his dying words. Oh, that's the way it goes.
the dusty poncho bit down south, ended up in Lefty's mouth. There they laid poor poncho low, Lefty split for Ohio, and where he got the bread to go. There ain't nobody knows. All the better all they say could have had him any day. We only let him slip away out of kindness, I cheap hotel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold, and so the stories were told. Poncho, need your prayers, it's true, but save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do, and now he's grown.
It must fall. Montrose, Montrose. It's lonely hour for a rose de flower between the kirk and royalty. Scotland hides our head in shame, and justice looks so awe, and the scaffold buys an English throne with the bravest heart of all.
Battlefield Band with a story of James Graham, Montrose. 17th century Scottish patriot who changed his mind and didn't come out of it very well. You can go and look up the history of Scotland. You hear enough of it on various folk programs on this fine station. I won't trouble you with any more tonight, today anyway. Might be tonight, you could be listening online. Don't forget, I should remind you about this, don't forget you can hear the program again, and in fact, lots of editions of this program going back to 2018, I think, in podcast form by going to either comeallye.com, the website of the program, a couple of clicks, and there you have a big choice of programs to listen to, and you can get to that same podcast page by going to www.2mce.org, and that's 2MCE's website, and that'll take you to podcasts as well, not just of this program but of others. You can see the playlist of Come All Ye by going to comeallye.com, and there's playlists going back into the last century. If you're interested in knowing what has been played on this program, you think, April 1999, I remember Bruce played something to do with ships, or was it sheep? I'll check. You can do that. Well, on this program, I'm going to play a track called La Valse a Alonso. This is Pastel. Is that her name? Yes. I do believe Pastel LeBlanc composed this for Uncle Alonso and the Richard family. And she's on this album, Terre Rouge, a member of Canadian group Vichten.
Thank you.
trio called Vishten from Canada, Terre Rouge. It's the album, and we heard Vals a Alonso. I'm going to play two from the featured album now. First one's called Fox Chase. It's by a chap by the name of Billy Bizer, B-I-Z-O-R. And he was a cousin of Lightnin' Hopkins, also came from Texas. And if you recall the early work of Rory McLeod, you've heard his music on this program before, certainly not from Texas, but in his travelling days, Rory McLeod at one point was the harmonica champion of Texas. Don't know why, but he was. He's certainly from UK, not from Texas. But you might recognise his style in this work from Billy Bizer, with a sort of harp, mouth harp and falsetto singing in the background. So, Fox Chase, and then another one that's been done by lots of other people called Matchbox Blues. It was composed by Blind Lemon Jefferson in 1927, thereabouts, and Carl Perkins turned it into a rock and roll song in the mid-50s, and even the Beatles had a go at it. Fairly bad version of it, I'm afraid, but at least they had a crack. Here's Fox Chase, first of all, from Billy Bizer, then Matchbox Blues from Joel Hopkins.
His dog was named Ponto.
Favorite. I don't know where it's the people's favorite or not, but I hope that I got some old friends to like it, because I like it. Not like it, I love it. I send you money, my bags hold my clothes. I send you money with a match bag hold my clothes. I don't have so many matches, but I have so far to go. I walk from Dallas, clear to Wichita. I walk from Dallas, clear to Wichita. If I miss my baby, there's no walk at all. Yes, I'm going to the graveyard, gonna fall down on my knee. Yes, I'm going to the graveyard, I'm gonna fall down on my knee. I ain't praying for no religion, but give me my good gal, please. I love my baby, tell you what I do. I love my baby, and I tell you what I do. And I hope someday that you come to love me too.
Matchbox Blues, recognize that? Joel Hopkins. That, I think, will be the last one we'll hear from the featured album today. We'll come back and visit that album again in the future. There are 66 tracks on it, so there's plenty left that you haven't heard. The album called Playing for the Man at the Door, field recordings from the collection of Mac McCormick, made between 1958 and 1971. Lots of different artists, and it was released in 2023 on the Smithsonian Folkways label. He did a lot of recording, that fellow, Mac McCormick. A song now from Bob Webb, or he's leading it, a bunch of shanty singers. This is a song actually concerning the mutiny on the Bounty, William Bligh and all that stuff. It's called Pump Ship, Packet Ship.
Oh, Bounty was a packet ship.
Pump ship, packet ship.
A sailing on a cruising trip.
In the South Pacific.
Oh, Billy Blight, the silly man.
Pump ship, packet ship.
He was the master in command.
In the South Pacific.
Oh, he was growling day and night.
Pump ship, packet ship.
Whether he was wrong or right.
In the South Pacific.
And on the Bounty were the rules.
Pump ship, packet ship.
Not for soft and silly fools.
In the South Pacific.
And the answer for complaint.
Pump ship, packet ship.
Handcuffs and the iron chain.
In the South Pacific.
Oh, spitting on the quarter deck.
Bump ship, packet ship.
Punishment to broken neck.
In the South Pacific.
Oh, there were troubles every day.
Bump ship, packet ship.
Many sailors ran away.
In the South Pacific.
And at last that Billy Blight.
Bump ship, packet ship.
With his crew began to fight.
In the South Pacific.
Oh, brawling, kicking everywhere.
Bump ship, packet ship.
A tie and pins flew through the air.
In the South Pacific.
Oh, mates and sailors in the night.
Bump ship, packet ship.
They overpowered Billy Blight.
In the South Pacific.
Oh, they put Billy Blight to float.
Bump ship, packet ship.
With his madness in a boat.
In the South Pacific.
Oh, Bounty, she went out of sight.
Bump ship, packet ship.
Left alone was Billy Blight.
In the South Pacific.
Oh, Billy Blight, he made the coast.
Bump ship, packet ship.
He thought the Bounty, she was lost.
In the South Pacific.
Oh, many a gale has crossed the sea.
Bump ship, packet ship.
Since the Bounty sailed away.
In the South Pacific.
And never was there heard a word.
Bump ship, packet ship.
Of the crew that stayed on board.
In the South Pacific.
What a jolly little number, all about a mutiny. Bob Webb and the Shanghai crew. That's almost it, folks. Running out of time quickly on Come All Ye today, so I will leave you with yet another track from Fiddler's Bid. I often end the program with a track by Fiddler's Bid, and sometimes I don't get a chance to play it all. Well, I think I'll be able to get the whole track in, which is good because it's a nice one, called Michael's Mazurka. I hope you like it. I hope you've enjoyed the program today as well. We'll do it again soon. I'm Bruce Cameron. You've been listening to Come All Ye. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.